USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden wants all businesses with 100 or more workers to require their staff to get vaccinated or tested weekly. This could affect up to 100 million people across the country. Arkansas Republican Senator Tom Cotton joins America's Newsroom and explains why this won't help the issue.
It's ineffective. I mean, by scolding and condescending to Americans, dripping with scorn that somehow this is their fault that they've been infected with a virus, they're not going to persuade people to get more vaccines.
A series of lightning strikes is causing crews on the front lines of the massive Caldor fire to scramble to put out new fires. A cold front in the Tahoe Basin causing more than 1,000 lightning strikes between last night and this morning in Northern California, including about 100 in the San Francisco Bay Area. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently? Remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free. With an annual subscription, it's all at patriotvpn.com. That's patriotvpn.com.
Tunnel to Towers founder Frank Siller's brother was one of many firefighters who died saving lives on 9/11. Now Siller has been walking over 500 miles from the Pentagon in Washington, D.C. to New York City in memory of his brother and the 20th anniversary of the terrorist attacks. In an interview on Fox News, he describes his foundation's goals.
Tunnel to Towers Foundation is going to pay every mortgage of every first responder who dies in line of duty that leave young families behind forever. And we're going to take care of every Gold Star family member that has a young family forever. And every catastrophically injured service member that gave their body for their country, we're going to give them a mortgage-free smart home forever.
Former New Jersey Republican Governor Chris Christie is launching his political comeback tour after giving a speech at the Ronald Reagan Library. His speech in California was part of a series discussing the future of the Republican Party. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
A Texas Republican congressman is speaking out regarding the overwhelming number of illegal immigrants crossing the U.S.-Mexico border.
U.S. Customs and Border Protection will soon release the number of illegal immigrant apprehensions that occurred at the southern border in August. That number is expected to be around 190,000, down slightly from a 21-year high in July. Congressman Chip Roy says it's hard to visualize those numbers unless you see them for yourself. The Texas Republican tells Fox News about a recent trip he took to the border with Senator Ted Cruz and the movement of people he witnessed.
Senator Cruz and I were at a checkpoint, and we sat in a scanning booth looking at trucks as they come through. And they can only get like 1 out of 10 or 20 of those trucks. 30 minutes after we left that booth, we went down to the river. We saw 33 illegal immigrants that were just sitting on the other side of the river waiting to come across, being led by a cartel leader. We then got an image from one of the Border Patrol agents showing us 29 immigrants in the back of a truck that were caught with one of those scans that Senator Cruz and I had just been looking at. That was all in the matter of a couple of hours while we were sitting in Laredo.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
A new report from CNBC says Amazon is apparently the leading candidate to get the NFL Sunday ticket. DirecTV currently has the rights to it, and the deal is up after the 2022-2023 season. Amazon already has exclusive rights to Thursday night football games next year. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.